Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Clearcut Brands, the same local company that makes Focus.
Every 16-ounce bottle of Clearcut Hero is packed with electrolytes and contains just the right amount of carbs, sodium, and potassium. It has only 25 calories and 5 grams of cane sugar.
It comes in 6 thirst-crushing flavors: Nova Orange, Cosmic Blue Raz, Eclipse Lemon Lime, Nexus Peach Mango, Dragon Fruit, and Apex Fruit Punch.
The great news is that Clear Cut Hero contains no high fructose corn syrup, no aspartame, no sucralose, and no red dyes, and it contains 80% less sugar than the leading sports drink.
Did you know that 70% of the Western world is dehydrated at any given time? Despite ample access to drinkable water, Clear Cut Hero has emerged as the champion of hydration, so you have a fighting chance against thirst.
Clear Cut Hero is available at your local Kroger or at www.clearcuthero.com.
With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday savings for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Jets traded former number 2 overall pick Zach Wilson to the Denver Broncos. According to NFL Network insiders Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero, the deal includes Wilson and a 7th-round pick to the Broncos for a 6th-round pick. The Jets will also pay some of Wilson's roughly $5.5 million salary next season. Wilson joins Denver's quarterback room, consisting of Jarrett Stidham and Ben DiNucci. Former quarterback Matt Ryan officially announced his retirement from the NFL after 15 seasons in the league with the Falcons and Colts. Ryan, the 3rd overall pick in the 2008 NFL Draft, was named league MVP in 2016 and was also named 4 Pro Bowls during his career. And 49ers general manager John Lynch saying that his wish is for wide receiver Brandon Ayuk to be part of the organization for the rest of his career. Lynch added they are working towards that and have had good talks with Ayuk. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Free. Who doesn't love free? With Milo's Rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at lowes.com/Milo's Rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See lowes.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See lowes.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21. Hi, this is Paul Rogers. I travel a lot, and when I'm gone, I like to know my family will be protected in the event of a power outage at home. It's happened numerous times over the years, but now, if that occurs, I have peace of mind knowing my home is protected by a home generator. I called Abtec Electrical Services, and within a few weeks, my generator was ordered, installed, and up and running. They were fantastic to work with. But you don't have to just be looking for a generator to call Abtec. They offer all kinds of electrical services, both residential and commercial. And this locally owned company has been doing so for 35 years, and they're A-plus rated. Do you own an electric vehicle? Well, Abtec can even install an EV charging station at your home. So whatever your electrical needs, contact Abtec Electrical Services. They're at abtecelectric.com. That's letter A, letter B, techelectric.com. Or call them at 812-284-2359. That's 812-284-2359.
How many times a day are you up and down the ladder, trying to get just a little bit closer to your work? Personally, I was always losing count. Then I found the CrossStep, and it made my work a lot easier. When the job calls for it, I can confidently use it as a step ladder or a leaning ladder. Unlike a regular step ladder, the CrossStep's V-shaped pro top safely leans on the walls and in the corners, so I can get a full 6 inches closer to any worksite location. It's all thanks to my new CrossStep from Louisville Ladder.
Marty Brenneman here for Tri-State Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health for treating erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues. And they're the leader for a reason, because I can tell you from my own experience of being treated there, Tri-State Men's Health is top shelf. Far too many men wait to get their ED treated, but I want to tell you today that you shouldn't wait any longer. If you're suffering with ED and are like most guys, a medical team at Tri-State Men's Health will get you back on track fast. They have the experience, they have the treatment protocols, and they know what they're doing. At Tri-State Men's Health, they have ED treatments that are effective in well over 90% of men. They can even combine treatments for better results. You might even find yourself performing like you haven't in years. So make an appointment today. Your initial visit is just $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-900-9654 or go to tristatemenshealth.com. They have six offices in the tri-state area to serve you.
Something on your mind? Hit us up on the UPS Jobs text line, 3831-939.
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And I feel like I'm going to have to do a bit of preaching before we get started with today's full episode, but I think we're going to have a lot of fun while I'm doing it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Steve Rummage on vacation, Nikki V in the booth.
They want the boot.
Hey, good morning, buddy. How are you? I missed you yesterday.
I'm wonderful. Did you?
I did. I listened to you and Chase. You guys sounded great. Breaking down the spring game. It was just as well because I wasn't at the spring game. I was working at the restaurant, so it was good that he was in here and could kind of, you know.
Did you get a small tad slight bit of insecurity as you watched myself and Chase
and forth? A little bit. As I'm listening, I'm like, damn, Chase is really holding down that Mike 2 spot right now. And I'm just at home and, Yeah, but no, I was proud of my boy.
You recovered.
I recovered. You guys sounded great. I learned a little something about the spring game, which was good. We got a lot to talk about today. Corin Johnson, tasty.
Just jump right into it.
I got the update last night, and I was working at the restaurant last night. It was a slow night. Pulled out the phone, saw the revival tweets going. I was a little bummed. How you doing? Did you just see you walked by?
I did.
Yeah, wow.
The reflection.
Yeah, wow.
I feel like I'm in jail.
Yeah, a little bit.
I feel like I'm holding the little mirror like in the little jailhouse movie where they just stick the little mirror out and see down the hallway. Hey, what's going on down the hall? I've learned to use the reflections around the building. I look at the TV reflection over here.
Right.
The mirror reflection. So I feel like I know what's going on around me most times. Poor Steve. I look over his shoulder all the time, and there is no reflection for him to use.
Yeah, he's got nothing. Yeah.
He has to actually physically turn around to see what's going on.
And you got the perfect view of the doorway, so anytime someone's at the door delivering something or it's me knocking or something. Yeah.
Elevator. I got the perfect. You know, like I was always bad, like, when I was in my club years, I was one of those back to the wall at all times. Have you seen those little memes where a guy's like walking with his lady friend and he's like, okay, two exits over there. Watch this guy. He looks kind of shady. You know, and you're just sitting there, born identity.
I was going to say, that's a good skill to have, though.
It's Pops Maben. Marcus is 8 years old, and Pops Maben says, all right, we've been driving for 20 minutes. What have you seen? And I'm like, what do you mean? And he says, okay, if you were dropped off right now, what kind of visual cues would you be able to, you know, use to get, you know, to get yourself back where you need to, you know, get to? Hey, see, Marcus, you can't be driving and being totally oblivious to what's going on around you. You didn't see that water tower back there? Oh, I think so.
Yeah, right.
It starts there, and then eventually it just turns into, oh, God, let me make sure I see some of these landmarks, because I'm sure at some point my dad's going to ask me, what landmarks have we passed since we've been on the road? I'm like, Dad, who do you think you are? Around this time, I probably said, Dad, you ain't James Bond. Like, sit out somewhere. Like, we're just going to...
We're just getting a waffle, man.
We're just going to pick up needles for my basketball. And you trying to teach me to memorize the layout like I'm, you know, Rain Man or something. It's been approximately 4.2 miles since the last visual landmark that could decide.
Three clicks to the to the northernmost water tower.
Dad, I come back home all flustered. My mom's like, what's wrong with you?
Nothing.
I didn't know enough about the terrain.
Right. So yeah, I feel like I've always been a emergency exit. I mean, that's why I always back into my spot.
Right.
Yeah, just my car. It's just like,
I'm totally with you on the backing into spots thing.
God.
If I gave myself more time, and if it wasn't so crazy down there, because it is a really tight.
You gotta be careful. Yeah, you gotta be careful down there.
Like, I love being able to just drive straight out of parking spots. Like, my favorite thing is when you pull into a parking spot and you can go all the way through it. You know, you look, make sure no one's turning into that spot. But
I hate doing that because I always assume I'm going to crash into a curb.
It's happened a couple times, but so because of that, I am like, I triple check.
Right.
But it is like found money for me. Like, Jeanette always laughs, and she'll do it on purpose.
You do get a little rush.
I'm like, it's like, seriously, it's like finding money on the ground. I'm like, I got two spots, and now I can just pull right out.
That's fair.
But Jeanette now does it. If she's driving, she'll purposely, there'll be two spots there. She can drive all the way through. She'll stop just to piss me off.
Do you not feel as safe with her doing it?
No, she's a better city driver than I am.
Okay. Because
she lived in like all these like little apartments that had terrible parking.
Yep.
So she's a great parallel parker. I'm terrible at it.
Okay.
But like, so I fully admit that. But she just, it pisses me off because I'm like, why don't you just pull through? And then all we got to do is pull out. Instead, you know, you got to, I was going to say put that on the mixtape. Yeah. Pull out jokes with my girlfriend. Tuesday.
Low-hanging marbles right there.
What would Steve say right now?
Oh, says you can barely hear Marcus. Do I need to
Try that.
Texters, let me know if that... okay, can you turn Marcus up a bit? We want the boot. Okay. It sounds a lot louder in my ear. I'll try to speak louder. Texters, thank you for the correction. If the correction has been acceptable, please don't hesitate to let us know. By the way, the text line is, or phone line is 8150-939. It's the number 38-31-93-9 is the text line. As Nikki V stated earlier, new commit alert. I meant to also tell you, I don't know if you heard the very last few 30 seconds of yesterday's show.
What was that?
The last 30 seconds of yesterday's show.
I don't think I caught the last 30.
Is there a way you could get
the last
30 seconds?
Yes.
Listen. It's my word. You can't have it. Nikki, I need you. If you got a dollar in your pocket, listen, you need to buy something from me right now. Or actually, I want you to just agree to buy the first piece of merchandise. So we have a verbal contract for you to make a purchase of something that I am going to sell. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
I'm in.
Now, here's the thing. The reason we're making this agreement right now is because the only way I can legally coin it as mine is if I make money off of this said thing. Okay. So we have a verbal contract for you to purchase either my apparel or my sticker or my keychain with this word placed on it. Here's the thing. I coined a word yesterday, and everybody probably thinks nothing of it. I thought it was a phenomenal word, right?
I think I got it.
Don't play just yet. This phenomenal word came off of the end of myself yesterday saying, okay, you know me, I may stop right now, smell the roses. I almost went crazy yesterday because during the commitment show that I was doing last night, people were trying to talk about who was next. We're not playing basketball, legal basketball, until October. You don't want to spend one day talking about a commit. Yesterday, I compared our first big, who was, again, I'm never going to stop saying this statistic. It's the fourth youngest player in Division I last year, and he's coming here with us, and his highlight film is full of dunks on anybody from local teams to Alabama. Yes, Final Four Alabama, which means he has a skill set that is transferable. You put him in the right position, what he does can work at any level. You put him in the right position. And I was comparing that player to Amari Williams. Amari Williams is the Kentucky commit. And I'm saying,
he's from England. He's got an awesome accent.
And I'm saying, game on.
That's going to be a tasty match.
If this is the world I got to live in now, game on. Which led to me ingeniously coining a new phrase. And it's mine. And you can't have it. Anybody listening, or if you hashtag it, you better tag me as the originator. Go ahead and play it. But again, I feel bad sometimes because I'm like, how could you know how good you have it if you've never had it bad? For your age, friends, if you've never had it bad, how could you know? You know, how could you have any appreciation for anything good?
And I had it too good as well. T-Will was my first team. So
okay.
Yeah,
you had good.
I had 1 year of Craig Thorpe. And after that, all my sports were.
But I will admit this. And here it comes. This is such a Marcus Maben. Here it comes. A high horse thing that I'm going to say. I was looking at an entertainer this morning to do an interview, and he was talking about to be successful, you know, in anything, like really be successful, you know, like
right when the playoff music.
You have to be a maniac.
That's E.T., about, Eric Thomas.
Man, I'm going to succeed. This is going to succeed.
Beyonce forgetting
is going to succeed.
Yeah.
Like, my brain is kind of programmed to succeed no matter what. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about my program. So when other people are seeing ways to fail,
ahead by about
I only see ways to succeed. How can this coach succeed? How can this player succeed?
I mean, it's only got like 2 minutes left.
You know, the
2 minutes left? Thing.
Yeah. So until the end of the show.
I don't even see how Scott it's could the fail
last,
or Rain
it's the
Smith.
Last 45
if I watch,
seconds.
You can skip. Rain Smith and version of yourself.
Yes.
Okay, you know, right I always see the best version.
Right before he starts.
Because you can
out.
You can if your coaches, if you get the right coach, you get the right staff, you
here
get the right trust, you're going to be closer to your highest version of yourself than your lowest version of yourself.
Here it comes.
But I'm telling you, the highest version of Armani Williams does not scare me. And that was just one of the most gratifying feelings that I've had in my recent basketball rivalry, you know, world. You know, I'll pull out on that note because I wanted to leave somebody with a, hey, don't panic, y'all. Enjoy this summer. This is, I mean, you talk about Reviveville and simultaneously, I'm going to come up with a phrase for what's going on in your rivalry. Revivalry.
There you go.
Revivalry. Revivalry. Revivalry.
We need t-shirts. Alan.
It's my word.
Alan.
It's my word. Revivalry.
I love it. Alan and T-shirt hooligans.
We need the revivalry. And we're percentage in a revivalry, Alan.
We can talk numbers.
Yeah, we got to talk numbers. If somebody wants to make a deal. So that was very, very fun. I enjoyed that word. And I really do mean that. It does feel like a revival of the rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
Because, listen. I mean, it's a tough fight. This is an uphill battle. Every year started off as a major uphill battle for a very, very, very long time, dating back into the Patino era. Okay, so here's the thing. Let me get the preaching out the way. This is a mandatory moment this season. You will hear it every year, and I don't care if it gets on your nerves. It'll make you a better person. People, what do I love most about this season? Derby season. No, it isn't the Derby. It isn't the Thurby. It isn't the Griff's parties. It isn't the Pegasus Parade. It isn't the Derby Classic. It's none of those things. Nikki, do you know what I enjoy the absolute most about the Derby season?
The chow wagon.
And no, not the chow wagon. Good shot. Texter, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Sherry, is that your company right there? Why don't we have an advertisement with your company, Sherry?
Yeah, seriously. Reach out.
Nikki. There is no better time in the city of Louisville and surrounding areas than when they clean up these roads.
Oh my God, I knew we were talking about this the other day.
They bring
and
out,
I brought you up. Yes.
They bring out the sweepers. They bring out the crews.
They hide all the homeless people. Hate to say it.
Don't Put your wet paper bag, Nikki.
I'm sorry.
A public service announcement, and you find a way yet again, Mr. Ricky, the Dragon Steamboat with the bell, top rope.
I'm sorry.
Break your windpipe. I love when this city side roads get clean. I love
all the potholes get filled.
Everything, fences get painted, yards get manicured and cut, mulch gets laid. Everybody, every single year, I want every individual to know that your work to clean up the city, your housework, your yard work, it does not go unnoticed, unacknowledged. The city of Louisville, it does not go unnoticed, unacknowledged by the people who live here, not just for the out-of-towners that come through. It's the best. Again, in the least braggadocious way humanly possible, I've been everywhere.
Nice. Oh, man, I forgot the next line. Touch the river snare,
man. I don't know the rest at all. But I'm telling you, this is for the size of the city versus the manicured nature of the city, the only place that I would even you can grab that, Nikki. The only other place that I would even dare compare it to is a military base. The manicured nature of a fort base. That's comparison to, like I said, if you've had the pleasure of being on base and going through the cookie cutter homes, like the military is like the ultimate HOA. It's like the perfect HOA. Your military base, your stuff stays cut. It stays cut, or you're in trouble. So yeah, I want to. Hey, listen. The reason I wanted to take a second to say this is because I want to make sure we acknowledge and keep that tradition going. I don't want people to lazy up. I want people to, you know, appreciate it, notice it, enjoy it. Like I said, you'll be hearing me talk about this. This is something I'm not embarrassed to talk about anytime I get the chance to put it out there. Let me get to the phone lines. Frank, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind, Frank?
What's going on, fellas? Appreciate the shout out to the city of Louisville. I am a city employee, and we work in public works. So thank you again for noticing the hard work we put in into beautifying the city. Certainly, a lot of times it does go unnoticed. Mm. But thanks a lot, Marcus. You and Steve, a shout out just for noticing, because this is, this is our hardest and our most busiest time of the year. So again, thanks again for the shout out. One question, and I'm gonna hang up and listen. We had two gentlemen go into the football portal. What do you think? Is it a significant loss, or what type of loss do you think is going to be on the offense and the defensive line? And I'm going to hang up and listen. Thanks again.
Appreciate the call. There's a short answer. There's a long answer. There's a simple answer. There's a complicated answer. What we have learned is there is a certain amount of buy-in to the players that choose us. There's a certain amount of buy-in for a player who's, you know, who's been in our program, who's moving up the ladder slow but sure. Guys that you've seen make plays on your field, it's always a tough loss to see them go, especially when you're looking forward to adding their contributions. Jalen Alderman, you've seen him make one of the Richter scale type of plays. Richter scale, like a seismic measurement of the interception of Jalen Alderman registered. Citywide, people who live far away heard the stadium when Jalen Alderman got that interception and ran it back. You just like, there's no value. Like, you cannot take, like, you cannot replace watching him leave a locker room. Now you can go into your damage control mode. You can go into your I believe in Coach Brohm and his replacement, and we're obviously a hot brand for the transfer market. You don't just come take this job like Coach Brohm did last year and rank where you ranked in the transfer portal. You don't do that without – or when you do that, your fan base – has a natural built-in comfort with anybody who leaves. It's like when you know a good person is a good person, you can look at their ex and say, what's wrong with you? You know, I know that's a good dude. What's wrong with you? I know that's a good woman. Man, what's wrong with you? What'd you do? Don't tell me what she did. Tell me what you did. There ain't no way y'all just broke up because she, you know, yeah, I know that's a good woman. I don't want to hear it. Jalen Alderman, what the hell you do? Jermaine Lole, what the hell you do to mess this up, to be on your way out the door? So I got a good coach in Jeff Brohm. He's done it. He's done it at every level. He's won at smaller schools. He's won the NFL. He understands every aspect. What did you do? Don't tell me what they did to you.
They were emotionally.
I don't want to use the A word.
They were emotionally non-supportive.
Get out of here. Madden Sanker, what'd you do?
No, it's Luke Burgess.
Luke, I'm sorry. Madden Sanker. I'm sorry. That was Sanker slander. Burgess, what'd you do? What did you do for him to feel comfortable letting you go out that door? You did something. Were you not doing your – you weren't touching the line or something? Something.
Taufik Thomas, what'd you do?
Oh, Taufik Thomas, I don't like. Coach. Easy now, Coach.
Yeah, that one stunk.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe this 10-win thing, 11-win, 10-win, right? Maybe this 10-win thing got you going a little. I mean, listen, even a great coach has a moment of ego. Can we talk about this Taufik Thomas thing? This Penny Boone thing. Maybe I don't know you as well as I think I No, serious. But Frank, to your point, of course, anybody who's made plays, it's kind of a bit of an ouch. You don't like it. But again, anybody can. This is one of those tried and true. If you're any good, if you got talent, your talent's going to get poached. You can poach talent from other teams. I think two were poached. I think two were truly poached. And I think the other three were playing time specific or you know, situation specific. Two got just truly poached. We can, and when I say poached, we can NIL you because we need you more than Louisville does. Make a move. Those are the ones you got to just take on the chin. And move on to the next one. Take that one. Get into the transfer portal. Take that one and say, "Hey, are you ready to take accept the challenge?" Now, before we we will take Benji because Benji also represents what we've talked about as a theme for today. Benji, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Benji.
I was kind of off topic. I was on the mower, so I'm kind of calling after I got off the mower. So how you were talking about your dad would be like, do you see any landmarks? Mm. You know, and like, how would you know how to get from point A to point B? So, all right, so quick little story, right? My mother was a teacher, a high school teacher, right? She coached women's volleyball, basketball, and softball at Moore High School, right? So growing up, third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, I'm around high school age, beautiful girls, you know, listening to music I shouldn't be listening to. And my mother's driving us from, you know, school to school to play games and whatnot. And I'm, you know, my mother was a single parent, so I'm tagging along everywhere, you know. And so it would be in a minivan. So when I would play sports, I'd be in the back of the minivan looking out the window, right? And right. I'd always be listening to Spice One or something I should not have been listening to as a fifth or sixth grade, you know what
wait,
I mean?
Wait, Benji. I'm setting the scene. Are we talking about Spice One in the CD Walkman or Spice One in the tape Walkman?
Right about the my first Spice one was actually a tape, and I put the little tape on the ends of the tape so I could record it. I recorded it. And then it worked its way into the CDs, and I kept a few that I shouldn't have had back in a little hidden compartment in the back of my mom's minivan. But between that and shout out to Frank, the previous caller. I used to work with Frank. He actually married me and the ex-wife. So anyway, he used to work with me, and we used to read LG&E meters, right? So between me looking out the window, listening to music I shouldn't have been listening to, you know, digital underground, you know, freaks of the industry as a fifth grader, you know. So between that and working all over the city, like reading meters, you could blindfold me in the westest of West End or the eastest of the East End, and I'm like, I am here. I hit this road. I go east. I take that way because it's a one-way.
Right.
We'll hit down that alley. We'll be right at the freeway. So I'm with your dad on that. So, like, that's a good thing, though. You should always know where you're at and how to get around. And it blows my mind when people are like, I'll be riding with somebody or, you know, where are we? And I'm like, you're kidding, right?
Right.
Like, this is Bardstown Road. This is a main thoroughfare, a main vein in or out of downtown. Like, so when people don't know their way around, it annoys me.
Right.
It's like I'm a walking, talking map book. But, you know, but anyway, like I said, off topic, sorry. You were talking about that. I'm like, nailed it, because it's something that drives me nuts when people don't know how to get around. So props to your pops for teaching you to pay attention.
Right.
And now you can't do that. Kids got their face in their phone.
Right. You can't even turn them up now.
Right. So anyway, like I said, I didn't mean to get off topic. Jump back in. But, yeah, I kind of like this guard we got from Washington. I've looked him up. I like what we got so far. I like our starting five, I guess.
Mm.
So
yeah, right.
You know.
Yeah.
But anyway,
if you only have five, we're gonna
get back to it.
Okay, appreciate the call, Benji. Yeah, if you only have five, we have to call him. I guess we'll call him starting five at the moment.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah,
yeah, starting five by default five.
Right. Well, I mean, technically, we got Hersey too, so six.
You possess a skill set. You are the
a very specific set of skills.
You are
designed to annoy.
You are the Liam Neeson of radio. I possess a certain set.
I can derail anything.
Promise you, I will find a subject and I will derail you. Speaking of, since we are just cleaning up the back end of the first segment, and we're gonna address one last super annoyance, right? And we're gonna cheer about it. Okay. Good people. All good people. Hear ye, hear ye. All those of 93.9. We have a gift. We have a gift to the most talented producer I've ever had a chance to work with. I want everybody to collectively join in celebration of one Nikki the Boot.
Thank you.
As we crown him the proud owner of two new white work shirts.
Hooray!
Two brand new white YouTubers. You see what we got here? Now, if you ever have to look at Nikki in a subpar white work shirt, there will be no saving him from that point on forward. So, Nikki, thanks to the VP.
Thank you, VP.
And all the co-workers of 93.9 who supported this, of ESPN 680 and 93.9 DeVille, who supported this purchase wholeheartedly. This comes out of everybody's company checks. We all had to pay roughly $1.12 collectively to ensure that you must look good, feel good, produce good. Here you are.
Thank you. Thank you, fellow co-workers. Thank you very much. Much obliged. Thank you, thank you.
We're going to be talking some Coron Johnson. Quick commercial break on 93.9 DeVille. Uh-oh.
with them. This is a little different out here. That's probably why they watch me. Don't worry about
it. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben. 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Boy, did it get a little bit hot in the booth a few minutes ago, so I took advantage of a certain piece of equipment to help us out, because temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree with that sentiment, the DFH company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 studios, for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. So I probably should apologize. I'm not sure if I said the wrong pronunciation, but this is one of those situations you're going to have to bear with us. Everybody in the Cardinal fan base got used to saying Koran Johnson. So until you start saying Koran Johnson, it's going to be a little, you know, all of us probably going to have a little, you know, a linguistic stumbling every now and then with the pronunciation. And I hope Koran understands that. And we just got up a relationship with a Koran. Do not date a girl with similar names back to back.
I feel like that can get dangerous.
Oh, it's gonna happen. And when it happens, it's never gonna be any good. You better off giving her a pet name and never turning back. You're better off forgetting her real name, and she's just gotta be baby permanently. Because you are going to screw up her name.
Just pet name her from the jump.
You better pet name. What's going on, Leaves? You better pet name your new girlfriend. If her name starts with the first same letter as your previous girlfriend, change her name. Change it. Little advice from me to you. Thank you. You might not thank me later, but you'll remember. Because when it popped into your brain, you say, Marcus, I'm glad Marcus put me up on game. Okay.
There he goes again, making me a better person.
Speaking about being up on game, PK strikes again. Strikes again. I like saying again. PK strikes again. Koran Johnson, the newest commit, Koran Johnson, University of Washington, Koran Johnson, put up 20 on Bellarmine and Coach Davenport in like the first game of the year, Koran Johnson. Pac-12, sixth man of the year, Koran Johnson. If you want to read in between the lines, we'll get to that part. If you want to know about the player through me, we'll do that now. I hate Koran Johnson. Let me repeat that. I hate Koran Johnson. I hated guarding Koran Johnson. I hated playing against Koran Johnson. I hated when Koran Johnson came off the bench. I know Koran Johnson. I know that guy. That guy who comes off the bench with nothing to lose. You've heard me say this before. There's nothing worse than playing against the guy that has nothing to lose on a basketball court. It's the hardest person to guard. He doesn't start, so he didn't care about somebody taking his minutes because he just came in the game. He's just been chomping at the bit to get his opportunity to prove to everybody in here that he really is a starter. Nothing to lose. Whatever he's done to not be a starter, but be the first guy off the bench and win sixth man of the year, means he has a probably maniacal level of confidence. Maybe an unjustified level of confidence. You don't win sixth man of the year unless you're just over there chomping at the bit. You also have to have something in you that didn't rock the boat. Could you imagine coming off the bench and scoring 20 points? And as you're jogging off the court, are you looking at the coach? Like, yeah. I'm going to make you start me. Can you imagine what your mother, father, brother, cousin, uncle, homeboy, agent, can you imagine what kind of chatter is going into that young man's brain of, man, you should be starting? Do you know how mentally tough you have to be to block out the you should be starting crowd and not let that affect you? Can you imagine the and I just named you 8 of the closest voices in your ear, peers. Now, once you get to poop starters, right? I don't want to throw them under the bus.
Do it.
You know, you got people that work in your office place and they like to start little beefs between each other, between people.
Oh, you don't say.
you know how you have those kind of coworkers?
Yeah, they just like to stir it.
They just like to stir pots. They live for
pot stirring.
Pot stirring, right? People don't realize how many pot stirrers they have around them, right? And sometimes you feel like you can just block it out. Yeah, I know they're pot stirring.
No, this is different than spilling tea.
Yes.
Yeah. Because spilling tea, you're gossiping, okay. But pot stirring is
I'm going to
actively,
I'm going to intentionally put something in the back of your brain that's going to fester into some kind of little tension between somebody else, right? So you can have at the workplace professional pot stirrers, gumbo level pot stirrers, right? Slow cooking pot stirrers. A successful athlete, Division I athlete, is surrounded by pot stirrers. I have to be honest. Women who travel and this is me speaking from my male's point of view. Women who travel in the circles of the Division I athletes. I'm trying to keep. I mean, people understand. Like, cut me some slack. Bear with me. There's no better way. I don't have Eskimo brothers. A lot of times, athletes end up crossing the same streams.
I think we all smell what you're stepping in.
Is that fair enough? Professional pot stirrers, pillow talkers, pass along things. As a young Division I high level professional athlete, the way you convince someone I have your best interest is to tell you you should be starting over your teammate. I believe in you more than I believe in that person. Your ego is so susceptible to being gassed up at this level because you're so emotional. This is an you have million. If you're a Division I award-winning athlete, I'm talking about first team, second team, third team. Let's just say you're one of those, a defensive player of the year, a offensive player of the year. You're an award-winning, any kind of award-winning level Division I athlete in a Power 5 conference. This means you're knocking on the door of being a professional basketball player. Be it overseas, be it getting in camps, if you win an award for your conference, that means you are one of the top 12 people at something in your conference. If there's 5 power conferences, you're in the top 12. This means you're in the 95th percentile of Division I players. That means you are a big time late tournament run. You're in the draft. You're getting discussed. You defensive player of the year. You're getting discussed at the very least. You're a candidate to get a bag out of your current school or the school you're getting ready to transfer to. Everybody knows this. Everybody around you knows this. They know you go put 20-6 on a team, by the offseason, you're going to get an offer. You're gonna start seeing, tangible changes in your life, and it's going to bring in a level of manipulation from people around you. Like I said, people are going to get into your family's ear that turns into getting into your ear. There is a level that there's an urgency when you see Corin Johnson play. He plays with an urgency. Now you got there's one level of urgency with his regular Division I play. Then there's an urgency when he plays pickup. Now, what you notice to the pure basketball eye is every play he's trying to prove to everybody in here that he's the best. Right? Now, if I really want to sit down with a coach and we really want to map out a game plan about what's the best way to harness his energy, make him a fundamental team player, but keep his creativity, because it's a fine line. This is a very, very fine line between keeping your creativity and fitting the system. Sometimes that lands you as a sixth man. Sometimes that lands you in the sixth man spot. Sometimes that's why Tyler Johnson can literally be the best player, and you can see, you know, you can be a sixth man somewhere, but you can be as explosive as all get out. But if you free will, it's Russ Smith. It's an NBA team not trusting him just enough to just give Conley the money, bring him in to the last day of camp, let him expose every other guard on the planet, and say, again, I've always said it, the curse, the biggest curse of all was the moniker Russdiculous. It just pinned a little something. It's having a bad nickname. It just pins something on you. I promise you, one of the greatest gifts my dad ever gave to me was calling me Marcus the Great. That's what my nickname is to this day. Hey, Marcus the Great. Would you let me get them shoes you got in there? Marcus the Great. It gave me a air of confidence. You know, just I left the house with Marcus the Great that's going out there. Don't do anything stupid, you know, something like that. Russdiculous. Because that kid that followed him, he's a little unpredictable. And if I'm a coach and my whole career is dependent on you, you know, this is my livelihood, I can't have that bad shot. Now, we as a fan base, you love it and you hate it, and the emotional roller coaster to the championship you took him on, we prefer the emotional roller coaster as long as it ends with a championship. But you don't get that championship, you're like, oh, if we could have got him under control a little bit. Harnessing what Corin Johnson can bring to the table, if you do harness that. Because here's the thing. Like, when I say I hate him, it's the, again, he's shorter, right? Roughly 6'2". Very good legs. So it's not like he's unable to get in the paint, uses athleticism, do all that good stuff. He'll be able to do anything he needs to athletically. Okay, so that's not a hindrance. Somebody asks, what about his defense? Maybe defense ends you, you know, is put you at six man, right? It's possible. You say, can he play defense? When you are as quick twitch as he is, here's how you determine something like this. There's a play in his summer league, Jamal Crawford summer league, he gets a guy to freeze his legs. If people are not familiar, a nutmeg is when you put the ball in between their legs and go around them and get it. Not only did he nutmeg, he put the ball around the whole other side of a guy. And this was a setup. He set up this play. I'm going to get this guy to freeze. I'm going to push the ball at him. I'm going to get him to flatten out with his legs. And then I'm gonna put the ball out wide, and I'm going to throw it around him. And because his legs are frozen, he won't be able to recover. We're talking about changes of speeds that are elite. Elite. This speed, there's not going to be a college people that can stay in front of him. And if they do, it'll be one of the more impressive defenders you've ever seen or they have in college. This is how, again, skill set, he has it. Okay, the reason I talk about that play is because that's anticipation, that's setup. You can apply that to defense if you want to. It's where you're going to set the standard of a Coach Kelsey. The defensive standard comes from the coaches. The defensive urgency comes from the coaches. You get away with not playing defense, your standard drops. If he stays on them, sets a standard. If you let these guys get around you, you're not going to play. If you put a standard on him defensively, he'll be one of your best defenders on guard. Now listen, I give one disclaimer. The place to fake it are screens. Guilty. If anybody's been watching NBA and you see a screen coming and you choose to fall down, there's no real way of determining if you got knocked down. Again, that's on the coaches. Hey, you fall down again on another screen, I'm taking you out the game. All right? You better get crushed. And if you get crushed, I'll be yelling at the center for not calling out the screen. Outside of that, you better not fall again. Other than that, you have a point guard. You have a guard who is very, very fast, very skilled with the ball, does not put the basketball in danger when he dribbles. He's a big-time guard. He is a big-time guard. Now, how this is going to transition to Pat Kelsey and what it says about the direction of his recruiting, we're going to talk about it in the second hour. I'm going to have fun. It's too much fun for me. This is definitely my wheelhouse. Rolling along, Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.